Welcome to Swingers,
the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hits. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content. Welcome to episode 9, Gage Unzipped. Yes, exciting episode this week. We've got a surprise guest interview. There'll be a little, well, you'll find out when you listen on Friday, where you'll know it's no longer a surprise. But yeah, welcome back, Blush.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to the wife for filling my hole. Yeah, I was dying.
She filled a great hole.
Did she?
She did fill a good hole, yeah. Yeah, but you were missed. It's not the same. You know. Yeah. You shall remain. Whether you like it or not. I'll just turn off your doorstep with a microphone, but right, speak into it.
I was just trying to get through an episode about coughing, but thank you for bearing with me.
Yeah. So you're what you've been up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed the hostess of the NHS.
Yeah, lots of
it. No, I'm on the mend, thank you. Still been hammering away.
Yeah, she's been...
My libido has not been affected.
On her deathbed, and she still manages to get some. Apparently the blowjobs were reduced through said not being able to breathe.
No one wants their dick coughed on, really, do they?
No. You should never blow a dick anyways. If you cough, that's quite a force.
I was just determined. I was like, this has completely ruined all my plans for the last 3-4 weeks. Mm. I was like, it's not ruining my sex life. No, thank you.
Really?
I was like, you're going to have sex with me, whether I look glamorous or whether I look like I'm about to keel over and die. Just get on with it. I'm joking. He's been very gracious.
You're very lucky. Oh dear. So yeah, we've got some, me and the wife have been scheming, made a bit of a faux pas. We thought, it's not a rule, thought that we were going to Vanilla Alternative on Saturday. Turns out, no, we're not. It's the Penthouse Playrooms, completely different location. Okay.
To a party,
the pajama party swing hub event. So really looking forward to that. It's quite a packed guest list, and there's a Telegram as well. So if you ever go to any of their events, there's a Telegram group. You get to join the group, and there's like an introduction page. You literally can window shop before you go.
Hi, my name is Gush.
Yeah, I did.
And I like being choked. And
someone actually said, is that the famous Gush from the podcast? And I'm like,
no way.
Oh my God. But you can't screenshot on Telegram. So I was like, I want to show people this.
I'm famous. And no one saw it. Just me.
Yeah, I was kind of very humbled. I don't feel I am famous.
So this pajama party is being hosted by Swing Hub.
Yep.
Which is going to be a great event by the sounds of it.
Really good. Really good. Their events are...
Can't wait to hear races. All about it.
Yes. Tune in next week for updates on the party. Yeah. Looking forward to it. So other events that are happening, so as well as the important Penthouse one, the pajama party, there is the South Coast Sexies Social, which is happening this weekend as well. So again, it's in the Gosport Fareham area. So if you want to get in touch, message South Coast Sexies on Swing Hub.
Wow.
Fab as well. Yeah. And I believe they are on Pineapple Lifestyle app. So get in touch with those. See, secure your place. It's going to be a really good event run by really lovely people. So you will enjoy that. Right. So our exciting interview today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Gage, and I am the CEO of Swing Hub.
Welcome. Should we dive straight into the questions then?
Should we do it? Let's just do it.
I mean, the episode is called Gage Unzipped. Rip the zip down.
Gage Unzipped.
Yeah. And we might go a little bit off piece just to warn you, but we have pre-set you some questions, so we'll try and stick to that format as much as possible. We'll see what happens. You never know. Especially when we get to sort of question 12, that's going to be an interesting one. Anyway, so Swing Hub's first anniversary is looming, isn't it? Have any plans? Big plans for that?
We have, you know, to be honest, we have got such a packed year for 2024. It got that busy that we had to onboard an events coordinator called Kit.
Okay.
And we was talking about Swing Hub's anniversary and the ideas of what we could do with celebrating it, because obviously we've had amazing success and we don't know what to do. Do we go abroad? Do we hire a big mansion house? Are we touring different clubs as part of its birthday? So there's like endless possibilities on what we can do, but we've got nothing like concrete just yet.
Do a poll. That's how we set
do a
anything.
Poll. Yeah, do a poll and ask the people, what do they want? You know?
Exactly. I should do, right?
Yeah. But I think abroad, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, you would want us
there. Win-win.
Win-win. Yeah. Oh, it sounds amazing. Yeah, we'll let us know. We'll keep a lookout for your plans, but even a mansion house, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think because this year with the events that we're doing, we're kind of changing how events are seen and how they're done. So even though we kind of go above and beyond with everything that we're doing right now with events, I feel like the first anniversary has to be just wow. It has to like explode.
It does. It's the big one, isn't it? Definitely the big one. Yeah. You've achieved so much. You've got like 25,000 followers now, haven't you?
Yeah, so we went live in September, so we're in month five, come to month six. We've got over 20,000 users on the platform straight away.
That's brilliant.
Which is absolutely fantastic, but also brings a lot of challenges with that, because we never thought it'd explode this much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so yeah, it's definitely been a bit of a roller coaster since launching.
Yeah,
brilliant.
So is there any new functionality coming up in Swing Hub that we can be privy to?
There is lots coming up. And I do get excited. So if I do start talking really fast, just tell me to calm down.
Fine.
All right, and I'll take a breather. So, yeah, absolutely. All I'm going to say is that there's always something new coming with Swing Hub, because, you know, the lifestyle landscape is always changing. There's always something new coming on board. People want different things, and we want to be ahead of the curve to ensure that we are the first ones there to basically make it happen. When Swing Hub first came around, don't get me wrong, you know, we kind of felt like we had the app, but it wasn't perfect and what we wanted. So currently what we are doing now we're at a stage where we are happy with the app, is we are moving on to Swing Hub 2.0. And with 2.0, that brings a fresh design. It brings new premium features, it brings pages. So just like Facebook pages, you can create your own page. And let's say, for example, the Swingers podcast page, you can have your own audience where your audience is already in the lifestyle.
Okay.
And with that, if you wanted to do events, they link to your page. If you want to sell products, you know, to your audience, you are more than welcome to do that. So basically what we want to do is, well, the word's in the name, hope. We want to be the hub of the lifestyle to ensure that, yeah, you can meet other people and connect with people. But also it goes beyond that, where it's the source of all information as well.
Yeah.
But with Swing Hub, you know, being there to do that, we can pretty much provide the safety net. So like, for example, you know, we wouldn't have like any like pages that are spreading like fake news or you know, like try to be malicious about anything like that. Anything that gets reported gets looked into. And we really want to take the lead in ensuring that, you know, new people into the lifestyle, when they come in, one, that they feel safe.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, the people that we're talking to are genuine and they are the people that we're talking to.
Uh-huh.
And thirdly is that, you know, if they want to find out more information about certain topics, they can do it all in one app.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that.
So, Gage, whilst you're a national icon, hosting events around the country, do you and Olivia still go on private meets?
Do we still go on private meets?
No.
Our lifestyle experience and journey has totally changed now. Because we've had so much exposure, like we've been on TV, on in Swing Hub and the newspapers, it's not like we can just kind of go off willy-nilly anymore and find that excitement. We have to be careful with who we meet now. We have to be careful of who we say invite around to our house or if we go to someone else's house as well. But what we find is when we start talking to people, we always find that the conversation always goes into things like open house or things that they've seen on TV. And it's not the same as it was before getting to know a person, because once you start going down the avenues, you can see the eyes light up a bit and, you know, they get excited. So it doesn't feel like we have a connection with people that we used to have.
Like not as genuine, maybe.
Yeah, and I guess you need to be careful because you don't know people sell stories and stuff like that. Yeah. And just get yourself a really good NDA and just make sure they sign it prior. Then you're safe. You're safe.
It looked a little bit strange, wasn't it? Just getting assigned an NDA just to have a meet, I think. But
if I could, I would. I would definitely do that.
You can never repeat what's happened to anyone.
Never ever do it.
No, definitely. So what advice? So I know it might be a little while. Well, I don't know. I'm assuming. But when you're joining a group session with Olivia, how do you sort of both sort of leave that situation content? How are you both sort of happy?
In a group session, I think if it's planned and you kind of know the people you're playing with, you always kind of find that the people that you play with in a group anyway, you're all friends, you're all attracted to each other, so it makes it kind of worthwhile, right? If you accidentally fall and stumble into group play, it's weird. It's all about communication, isn't it? And it's just kind of. Me and Olivia have been in a position before where we've had group play and it's just naturally occurred in a club. If I had to give advice, it would be pretty much to always keep an eye on your partner, because you're the one that can always read the body language better, right? You know, if someone's, you know, someone's touching Olivia and she, I can see her face going, oh, I can step in, I can buy, you know, come on, baby.
Yeah. Come
sit on my face. You know, it's been hard, guy. It's all good. So, I think if it's planned, you know, I can't see anything going wrong because it's planned. Everyone understands the rules and boundaries. But if it's just a stumble and fall into one, keep an eye on each other constantly don't get too zoned in.
Good tip. Definitely. Definitely good tip. So, quite a standard agreement between couples is physical connections only and not emotional connections. Is that something you've discussed, and how do you sort of both navigate that?
Yeah, absolutely. So me and Olivia from day one have always said, and we will always say, that we are emotionally monogamous. Straight from the bat. When we talk about like physical connections, you know, as humans, I strongly believe that we are designed to be non-monogamous. And, you know, I feel like if you were destined to be with that one person and find your soulmate, and that's the one person you spend the rest of your life with, you wouldn't have ex-girlfriends and boyfriends, because you just wait for that one person to come along and you just kind of know, right? And even when you've been married and the years tumble down the line, you know, you don't look at other people and go, oh, I wonder what the hell I can bet. I wonder, you know... You wouldn't do that. Where I feel like we are designed to be explorers in sex.
Yeah, definitely.
But also, though, you can have your person at the same time.
Yeah.
You can find that one person.
Definitely. The one person who's got your back, the one person, you tell all your secrets to, you know, that trusting person. But then I think I'm the same as you, is that you can have these little hookups, and it's just the excitement, isn't it? It's something new, because how do you get new experiences if you're always with the same person? You can't, because everyone's absolutely so different.
And you know what, if we had to strip it back, right, and let's get real about this now, if we look at divorce rates, you know, across the country, they're at 50%, and the second highest reason for divorce is what they consider adultery, the first one being like abuse. So if you know, we can get some slack in this lifestyle, you know, people saying like, oh, it's not right, it's not good, but, you know, some guy can go out and cheat on his partner. And exactly. Then, you know, that's just comes to be like, oh, sorry, it happened. You know, you'll find that, you know, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah.
It's like, let's address it. We're all sexual human beings here. Like, yeah, why don't we just team up together?
You can still, I think as well, you can still love someone, but they might not particularly meet your needs because you've got a particular kink or a fetish and they're just, that's not what they're into.
I think you can get a real sort of addiction to that lusty newness of someone as well. So you can be in love with someone, but if there's like someone on the scene that's paying you attention and flattering you and there's that kind of, like, you can get really addicted to the dopamine hit of like someone paying you attention.
And someone new and just
exploring. But still wanting the comfort of the person that, you know, you're emotionally with. So
someone you still go home to. And, absolutely.
And I still have great sex with. Just,
That's it. Just all about new experiences, I think. Variety is the spice of life.
What do you think makes a good lifestyle event host?
What do I think makes a good lifestyle event host? Good question. I think what makes someone a really, really good host is it's not about just throwing an event. It's about engaging with people and making people feel seen and feel heard. And you have to, when you go to an event, you know, the host is there to look at everyone and go, who's sat on their own? Who's not really chatty? How can I help this person become more involved?
Yeah.
I think you have to be the person, you know, when the group chat starts, you know, if it, you know, group chats, it happens in waves, doesn't it? The conversation is absolutely popping and then it dies down, then it's popping. You have to be the person that connects the dots and go, oh, you know, let's talk about this topic and, you know, let's talk about this and make sure, because when you've got new people in the lifestyle, they won't have a clue. And to be fair, they will be absolutely crappy themselves that they're going to go to this sort of venue and then be like, your job as a host is to comfort that person to go, hey, do you know what? This is perfectly normal and okay. And if you've got any questions, come and see me. We can deal with this together.
Well, I liked your little pre-pack that you sent me for this weekend's event. It just sort of introduces everybody. There's a picture. So if you need to speak to anybody, you know, come and speak to these people. And there's loads of people that you can go and speak to. I just like that. Because it, as you say, it's nerve-wracking for your first time. Definitely.
Yeah, we started. So the just while we're on that subject, you know, the pajama party is coming up. I don't know when it says, but it's you know, this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And we, you know, this is where I say Swing Hub, we're doing things differently now, because with events, you know, for the 7 coming up 8 years I've been in the lifestyle, you go to an event, it's like, yeah, it's at this club at this time. Here's a group chat. And then in the group chat, you'll always have someone going, I didn't want to ask a question because it might be silly, but what about this? And I'm going, oh my God, yeah, I agree. Like, I was thinking that too, but I just didn't want to ask a question.
Yeah.
So then what we started doing at Swing Hub is we're basically, like I said, preparing packs, and there's a PDF booklet. So when you purchase your ticket, you get this booklet and it's all the information and all these questions that you overthink of. Where's the closest hotel?
Yeah.
What taxi do I get to?
Yeah.
Where's the front door in the venue? Where do I park if I'm driving?
Yeah.
Who do I speak to if I've got a problem? You know, it's kind of all these little things that can just calm nerves down and just make people feel at ease. And I think it comes across as really professional and like you've actually got your shit together when you send something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
As well.
So what can our listeners sort of expect from a typical Swing Hub event? So how does it sort of run?
Ooh, yeah. So normally, so what we're really trying to do is, let me just take it back a little bit, you know, and this is not shitting on any event host out there on any events, it's just how it's been done for years and whatnot. So you, people find a venue, you know, a crowd of people go and they just go to this venue and that's pretty much the skeleton of how an event goes. What Swing Hub wants to do is, yeah, you will, you know, go to a venue and yeah, you will have the crowd of people there. But we want to not only just host people, we want to entertain at the same time. We want you to come to a Swing Hub party and go, holy shit, look at all this stuff you've changed around to make it look like a big bedroom at Penthouse Playrooms. And look at these games that you've provided. Look at all this engagement that's happened. So we want people to come in and we want people to feel inspired to do new things with events. And hopefully, you know, take inspiration from Swing Up and how we're going to do things in the future.
Yeah, I think I like that. Definitely leading the way. And yeah, I think it's great. So you've spoken a lot about modernising the lifestyles. What behaviours are you promoting within the lifestyle? And conversely, which are you helping to disappear?
So modernising the lifestyle, we started off with obviously building an app. An app is the most modern way to access anything. So we started going down that avenue. From building the app, you know, we can reach new people that wouldn't go on a website, you know, especially the younger 20-year-olds coming to the lifestyle now. I don't think, you know, if you mentioned a site, they'd check the app store, then actually go into a website first, right? So that was step one. What we're also doing is we're partnering with companies. So we've got a partnership with Love Funny and we've got a partnership with Temptation. And we really just want to get out there to say, look, this is what we do. And this is what Swing Hub is about. And I feel like, you know, once we've got backing from companies and obviously we've got backing from the App Store, so be in the App Store as well, that can spread the word so people can really, you know, understand what it's about. And then it just becomes a normal thing. What we are trying to, I won't say try and make it disappear, because some people love the word and some people hate it. And personally myself, like, I'm not a fan of it, is the word swinger. I think, you know, when people think of the word swinger, it does have a stare mark on there. And they do think of like the cheesy stuff in like dark clubs and, you know, just the typical, whatever a typical swinger looks like, that's what the things that we're into, right?
I always say that they wear a lot of brown. Brown. That's like the typical, like, 60-year-old man next door wearing a brown corduroy suit with his car keys. Like that's the old kind of typical view of a swinger.
And I think, you know, for us, you know, we're, you know, changing the language to say, look, we're in the lifestyle, we're non-monogamous, we're in an open relationship, we're sexually free-spirited. We're just kind of like changing the dialogue on how we explain things, because, you know, I don't know about you guys, but once you say swinger, you know, for me, I'm like, ugh. But once you say, oh, I'm non-monogamous, you go, ooh.
I tend to say sexually...
become dairy.
I say sexually liberated.
Yeah, sexually liberated.
Sexually liberated.
Love that.
Our thing.
Yeah.
So whilst you've still got a decade before you start hitting issues with club upper limits, do you ever see yourself retiring from the lifestyle, or do you think you'll continue modernising at the modernising attitudes?
Yeah, I've definitely got a sell by date. 100%. I know I have. Yeah,
really?
I definitely have. I think with the lifestyle, I don't think you really, once you've kind of like experienced it, you've been for it a couple of years, you never really leave it. You know, you might just kind of take a break and that one, you know, because you never know when that occurrence might happen. You're like, oh, this is an opportunity. We could go do something. You're always going to do it, right? If the time is right. I'll keep going till I know that people don't want me anymore. And it's kind of like when I become the old guy and, you know.
People have old man kinks.
I have a little bit of an old man kink.
How about when you just need scaffolding to keep it up?
But the thing is, what we have to understand as well is that, you know, there's more and more younger people coming into the lifestyle than ever before. So when you're seeing TikTok videos from a 40-year-old guy, it's kind of a bit like, oh. So, you know, I know my time's going to come. Olivia's time's going to come. And we're going to have to, you know, pass the belt to somebody else to kind of go, hey, you know, you can take over now and run with it and see what you can do.
You'll be on a Swing Hub yacht by then. Yeah. Not giving a shit.
No.
So,
having massive parties.
Sailing the Mediterranean.
Loads of fit people.
Well, Gage, I think that's probably all we've got time for today. Just want to say a massive thank you for taking the time to come on our podcast. Really, really appreciate your time. And we've had good fun, and hopefully bump into you on Saturday.
No, thank you so much for having me. I've really, really enjoyed myself. And please just keep producing and setting up, because what you've got here is really special. So thank you.
Sexy story time with Gush and Blush.
So Sexy Story Time is back, and it's still with the revamp edition. So here we go. A little bit of instructions for you. Preheat the oven in a greased oven-proof dish. Place a thin layer of your choice of sauce, and then arrange a layer of lasagna sheets on top. Alternate layers of the sauce and lasagna sheets, covering the last layer with a white sauce. Sprinkle with cheese and place in the oven for 35 to 45 minutes until brown.
How was that?
Very sexy.
It's lasagna sexy.
Lasagna can be sexy.
Can it?
But it's Italian.
It's fiery, passionate layers, white sauce.
Creamy.
Creamy white sauce.
Cheese is not very sexy.
Oh dear, love it.
So you've got your little segment now, haven't you?
Oh yeah, BJ. Blushes
BJ. Joke. Blushes shite jokes.
Yeah. They're never good, are they?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a sip of drink.
Okay.
And if you make me laugh,
I'm going to see if I can make you spit it out.
Yeah.
Or
the aim of the game is to have it shit, I guess, so make me keep it in my mouth so I don't laugh.
I
won't get it anyway, so the chances are I'm not going to spray you with my drink.
And you always swallow, so...
I do all swallow.
Okay.
A gargle. Let's show off.
What is the difference between an enzyme and a hormone? You can't hear an enzyme.
I swallowed. But I don't think I was going to laugh.
No.
No.
It's a shit joke.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh my god.
Hormone.
What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone? You can't hear an enzyme.
Okay.
It's always so much funny when I have to explain it to you.
Love it. Again, just a little reminder, we had our interview with Liquid Vibes last week, and there is a code that is active. So it's active from Monday. It's going to be active until the 25th of March. So it's SWINGHERS10. So if you enter that at checkout, you will then get 10% off your order. So it's only a, you know, 2-week thing, but get yourself some sex toys.
Ready for Easter.
Ready for Easter. Who doesn't like dressing up and
get some... sex love eggs ready for your Easter egg.
Kinky tentacles, yeah. Pink and purple.
There was a bondage set on there today. I saw.
Bondage, yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, 10 pieces as well. So I think it's a really good sort of starter kit. Cause you've got the restraints, the blindfold, the little ticklers. So if you just want a bit of, you know, sensory play, yeah, definitely a good place to start. So I would recommend anyone wanted to edge into the BDSM
edge into BDSM. You won't look back, I'm telling you.
You won't. Once you've gone, yeah, BDSM, you don't go back. That's just... And then you think, oh, I'm going to try the next thing, and we'll try the next thing, and then you're being electrocuted.
Next thing, you're just being choked out,
yeah. No. Yeah, that's quite an extreme one, so that's quite far into the journey of BDSM.
Baby steps, guys, baby steps.
Baby steps. Yeah, definitely.
So coming up next week, we are going to do an episode on masturbation.
Yeah.
Wanking, frigging, or rubbing one out,
yeah.
Whatever term you use. Choking a chicken.
Bashing the bishop.
Flicking the bean.
Yeah.
The where's, the when's, the why's,
the how's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to that one. Definitely. Something I'm an expert on.
Oh, I'm a huge wanker.
Yeah, me too. When was the last time?
Oh, don't know. I've been that ill. I just haven't wanked.
Lunchtime today.
Oh, I'm jealous. I need to. I know I've had me times. I've been at home being ill, but I need to find some me time.
You do. Bath time's always
good. Oh, bath time is a good one.
Lock your door. Just get in there, light a few candles, glass of wine. But Anyway, we're saying too much. We'll talk about this next week.
Seducing yourself.
Yeah. So next week, we are going to be talking about wanking.
Wanking. Yes.
Have fun. Play safe. Take care.
Bye-bye.